Malcolm here, and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips, episode 83. Now today we're talking about how to overcome preaching as a problem. Preaching as a problem, hopefully not for you or I, but for those to whom we might be speaking, and hopefully not to members of the congregation, although that could be included here, but particularly to those who visit our churches. Preaching could be a problem. In fact, maybe preaching is even the wrong word. Some people say that we shouldn't use the word preaching. We shouldn't talk about sermons. And it is true that for a large number of people in our population around us, the idea of a sermon has a negative connotation, or the idea of preaching has a negative connotation. Let me quote to you from this book, Preaching with Humanity, by Jeffrey Stevenson and Stephen Wright. And they quote a chap here called Pete Ward, who puts it like this. In the culture at large, the idea that one person can tell other people what to believe is not seen as just boring or irrelevant. The imposition of belief is seen as a kind of violence and abuse. This means that preaching, to the extent that it implies telling people what to think, is seen as an act of an immoral person. An act of an immoral person, that's very strong, but I think those of us who are used to preaching, or like preaching, or listening to preaching, or perhaps even preaching ourselves, we forget that for a lot of people, preaching is a problem. It's seen as an act of an immoral person. Now, I don't think that's always true. Hopefully it's not true of you or I, but we have to get over these preconceived ideas or these difficult experiences. Some people have had very negative experiences of preaching and teaching. So how do we do that? We're going to talk about that today. I've got three tips to help us overcome this problem with preaching. And these are style, substance, and spirituality. If we pay attention to style, pay attention to our substance, and pay attention to our spirituality, I think we'll overcome it. Even if people come in with some difficulty in listening and having someone preach to them, I think if we pay attention to these three things, we'll find that people will be able to relax and open their hearts and minds to the gospel, to the good news we have to bring them. So let's look at these three things. Firstly, style. Under style, I have a suggestion. Don't shout. I do remember someone very close to me saying to me when I was in the earlier stages of my preaching career, you could say, that they didn't like it when I shouted. Now, I thought I was just getting very excited, and there's nothing wrong with getting excited. And sometimes when we preach and we're excited, the voice gets a little louder. But actually what was really happening was I was shouting. I was shouting because I was frustrated. I was shouting because I was angry about something. And it has a lot more to do with my own emotional state than it really had to do with the needs of the congregation. No shouting. I'm not talking about occasionally having a louder voice. Jesus did that. He did have a louder voice in John chapter 7. He stood up and spoke in a loud voice, verse 37 of chapter 7. And in John 11, 43, when he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. A loud voice is okay, but those words meaning loud or calling out are not the words in the Greek for shout, with a sense of anger and frustration. The only other time Jesus spoke in a loud voice, is recorded in the Gospels, is when he was on the cross and he said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. I think that's shouting under extremis, on the cross. We're not on the cross when we're preaching. We don't need to shout like that. In fact, in the Gospels, the people that are recorded as shouting are Jesus' enemies, the crowds, and sometimes the demons. So, first of all, let's not shout. Our style needs not to be shouty. Secondly, I'd also suggest that under style, we don't point. The problem with pointing, as someone said many years ago, I heard someone say, is that when you point, at least three fingers are pointing back at you. We need to remember not to point. Pointing is the physical equivalent of shouting, in my opinion. So pointing reinforces the idea that I am more important than you. I have something to tell you, and you had better listen to me. And there's no place for, it doesn't help our sense of humility and of being fellow human beings when we're pointing at people. Please avoid pointing. No shouting, no pointing. But do smile. I know sometimes we're tense and or excited it's difficult to relax and smile. And it needs to be a genuine smile, not a forced smile. It needs to be genuine, but there must be some smiling. We are preaching the good news. A sermon that's just frowning or looking down or have a long face, that's not a sermon of the gospel. I know there are times to speak on more sobering topics, and it's okay to have those as parts of our lessons. But if our sermons are really about God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the good news of the gospel, the resurrection, then at least some of our parts of our sermons must be where we smile. Spurgeon said this, a famous preacher from many years ago, said this: when you speak of heaven, let your face light up. When you speak of hell, well then, your everyday face will do. Your everyday face will do. I like that. Everyday, not a frowny face, just your everyday face. That'll do when you talk about hell. But when you speak of heaven, let your face light up. That needs to be part of our preaching and teaching, and it will help people to no end who have a difficulty with sermons and preaching if they see our face light up. So, firstly, style. Secondly, substance. Now, the substance of our lessons, well, that's we could record many episodes of Tuesday Teaching Tips on that, but I'll just say two things about substance today. Firstly, humility. In Romans chapter 14. So our sermons must be characterized in their substance by humility. We're not here as a superior being. We're here as someone to assist others. As we ourselves struggle, we're sharing our struggles, but also the good news so that other people can enjoy it. Romans 14 and verse 10. Let me read this. You then, why do you judge your brother or sister? Or why do you treat them with contempt? For we will all stand before God's judgment seat. Yes, we will all stand before God's judgment seat. Therefore, we are not here to look down on other people. Yes, there are judgments to be made in terms of truth to be spoken, but not in a judgmental way where we are conveying that, well, I know something and you don't. Therefore, you are in a worse position than me. When none of us are in any better situation before God than anybody else, in the sense that God loves all of us and wishes for all of us to be with him forever. We are not passing judgment. We must leave it to God to judge others. So that's the humility point. And the second part of this is simply to speak about what is relevant. The substance of our lessons must have relevance for those to whom we speak. It can't just be a list of facts of truth, or it can't just be a set of stories that we're interested in. It must be that there is something relevant to the people to whom we are speaking. Relevance is so important. I'm going to give you a quote here from John Stott's book, I Believe in Preaching. Terrific book, written back in the 80s, but still very relevant today. And he says this on page 59 of this edition: we need to remember the relevance of the gospel. A major reason for the contemptuous dismissal of some sermons is that people perceive them to be unrelated to real life as they know it. And gosh, I think I've preached too many of those. The fact that they are preached with authority makes them all the more distasteful. But when the preached message rings true, and let's face it, the messages of Jesus clearly rang true because people reacted to them very strongly, positively or negatively. But anyway, when the preached message rings true and it is seen to relate to human reality, it carries its own authority and authenticates itself. So then, it is not enough for us to make pronouncements of authority. We have to argue the reasonableness and to demonstrate the relevance of what we declare. Then people will listen respectively. People will listen when they sense that what we're talking about is relevant to them. And that takes some preparation. That's where we must pray. And hopefully we know our congregation well. And if we're a visiting speaker, we ask people who are local to that congregation what the needs are. If we speak about relevant things, about real life, then, and the gospel is shown to have relevance to that, then the message will have authority. We don't have to be loud. We don't have to be pointy. We just need to speak what is true and relevant. And then people will listen. They'll get over their inhibitions about preaching and sermons and anything else that's a problem in the way if our lessons have relevance. So that's about substance, humility, and relevance. Finally, briefly, spirituality. Simply with this, Obviously, we need to live what we preach. We certainly don't need to be perfect. We certainly don't need to enflesh everything we're saying perfectly, but we do need to live what we preach. In other words, no hypocrisy. If we're preaching on humility, if we're preaching on faith, if we're preaching on evangelism, if we're preaching on these things, we must at least be engaged in those things. And where relevant, we can share our weaknesses and our failings, because that will help. But we must live what we preach. That's part of spirituality. And the other part, well, simply prayer. Do we pray enough about our lessons? I think when we pray, we soak our lessons in prayer. We get the text out, we get the points out, and we pray over them. It's much more likely that someone who has a difficulty with preaching and sermons will be able to listen, because they'll sense that there's something else going on here. It's not just about you as the preacher and them as the listener. There's something about God in the picture here. So, three simple tips to help us to overcome problems with preaching. For the people who may listen to us who are having a hard time with the idea of a sermon or anybody speaking with authority. We spoke about style, not being shouty or pointy, but being smiley instead. We've talked about the substance of having humility in the way that we bring things across, but also speaking about things that are relevant to our listeners. And thirdly, we've talked about spirituality, living what we preach, and praying about what we're preaching about. Are those thoughts helpful? Do you find that people have a difficulty with listening to sermons and even the whole idea of preaching? What's your solutions to these problems? I'd really like to know. Could you leave a comment? Leave a comment wherever you hear or see this recording. Leave it there on my website or on my YouTube channel, because it'd be good to interact with one another and learn from one another, because we learn best when we learn in community. At least that's how I find it to be. So please leave a comment. And finally, if you could do me one favor, pass this on to one other person. Send them the link so that they themselves can find it, listen to it, watch it, and pass it on to somebody else. These ideas need to be spread, not because they're my brilliant ideas, but because these concepts and these needs are global, and they need to be dealt with globally. So please pass it on. I'd love to hear what other people have to say as well. Thank you so much for giving me your time today. I hope it's been helpful. Until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. God bless.